This week and next, our tech team is taking a close look at drones, formally speaking, unmanned aircraft systems. They're not just for the military anymore. Drones are readily available these days and cheap. Some are as light as 2 pounds and can be flown with an iPhone app. A wide variety of industries want to put drones to use.
For now, the government approves commercial use of unmanned aircraft on a case-by-case basis. We'll hear today from the Federal Aviation Administration, which is working on new rules and opening new test sites around the country. They just opened one today for surveying wildlife in Alaska. And we start with a story that, for us, hits close to home. The airborne visuals provided by drones are increasingly showing up in news reports. But as NPR's Elise Hugh tells us, the wait for guidelines still keeps most news drones grounded.
I tell you what, that is just a very wide and devastating tornado.
When a tornado ripped through Arkansas early last week, it carved a path of damage so wide that the best way to see its destruction was from the air.
This is, again, you're looking at the damage path.
KATV, the ABC affiliate in Little Rock, has a photographer who shot several minutes of damage video with his drone, which has a built-in video camera that captured footage from about 150 feet in the air.
You can provide people in the affected area and outside of it a much greater perspective on just the scope and scale of a disaster.
Matt Waite started and leads the Drone Journalism Lab at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. It was the first drone journalism lab in the world.
A lot of people ask, you know, what's the difference between a remote control helicopter and the thing that you're using? And honestly, there's not a whole lot of difference.
The main differentiator is that lightweight drones with photo and video capabilities have an automatic feature where they could fly without someone at the controls. The Federal Aviation Administration calls them UASs, or unmanned aircraft systems. But even at 10 or 20 feet in the air, cameras on these drones capture perspectives you just can't get from the ground.
It's really interesting. It's a totally new way of sort of experiencing the world.
Recent Nebraska grad Ben Kramer is a researcher at the Drone Journalism Lab, testing conditions they could fly and practical problems these devices could run into. At least that's what he was doing until last summer.
Based on your university website, you are currently operating a UAS without proper authorization.
Matt Waite is reading the cease and desist letter the journalism lab got from the feds. The FAA currently prohibits drones from being used for commercial purposes, including reporting, even as drones are getting cheaper and more mainstream. The FAA says it's investigating the Arkansas TV station because, for now, flying without a permit is considered illegal. Matt Waite.
Can journalists use these? And does the First Amendment protect photographing in a public place above, you know, ground level? And there's some really massive questions out there to be answered.
The lab is now awaiting a federal permit to fly. Until they get one,
kind of hover there to get what you want.
Kramer's been limited to flying indoors in an old photo lab or an indoor football practice facility. Or he goes abroad for test flights. Kramer just returned from India and Kenya, where he captured from above animals roaming the safari, a centuries-old shipyard, and more.
It's crippling, you know, to have gone from being in these places where I can go out and operate and I can try out ideas, we can, you know, try stories out, shoot stories, to come back here where I just can't do anything without the risk of getting in trouble.
That risk also means research of the potential for drone journalism is kept from taking off.
The real frontier for drones and journalism is going to be through kind of investigative and explanatory reporting, using them to gather data.
Until the FAA comes up with its official rules about who can fly and where, drone users are just waiting.
The potential applications out there for farming, for search and rescue, for infrastructure management, for environmental regulation, for all kinds of things is really just stuck until the FAA acts. And as soon as they do, you're going to see an industry just spring up overnight.
The fate of small flying drones still up in the air. Elise Hugh, NPR News.